This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
Yeah, beautifully put. I mean, I think the two things there, right? Crafting your story, however you need to craft your story from a transferable traits and skills perspective, no matter what, you know, part of the career path you're going through. And then also, to your point, you know, being able to kind of see through a bunch of different lenses and perspectives, right, to understand where other people sit in their shoes, I think is incredibly important as you kind of embark upon your career journey. And regardless of where you are, you know, you mentioned the teams and coaches and kind of how the programs, you know, tick per se, right? What's the biggest challenge in hiring those head coaches when a vacancy does come open, to make sure that you are kind of setting that foundation for, you know, the foreseeable future in that sport within your department?
Well, that so much of that is about finding fit. And really, that's not just finding head coaches. That's anytime you bring anyone into your organization, are they the right fit? I read a Greg Popovich quote one time. You know, obviously the Spurs are known for having a great culture within their organization. And he was asked what kind of people they look for. And his response is, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, but basically you want someone who's gotten over themselves. And I think that's just so beautifully put, you know, someone who takes what they do seriously, but doesn't take themselves too seriously in the process. And they can, you know, they can laugh at themselves. Their ego is in check. They understand the broader mission, and they, you know, they want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They don't want it all to be about them. It goes back to fit, and that's not always easy to identify during a search process, especially a high profile one where, you know, you're worried about doing it in a discreet manner. But that's the biggest challenge is, can you find someone who comes in and fits your organization and fits, is the right kind of person with the right kind of values and character? Because you're hoping to make a decision that's going to be long-term, right? You want to get, to be long-term, you have to win, and you have to do all the things that, the fans care about. But, you know, for it to really be a healthy relationship long-term, that fit is critically important. You know, Jake, I really don't think they do. You're talking about labels, really. You know, are they an alum? Have they coached in the league? Have they coached a certain level? Are they a sitting head coach? Are they assistant coach? Are they an offensive coach? Are they a defensive coach? I mean, those are labels that we all put on candidates, and the fans really quickly, you know, identify with those labels because they can kind of envision the kind of coach they think they want. But to me, when you start limiting yourself via those labels, you're eliminating a part of your candidate pool that potentially could be really valuable and could end up being really, really good. And if you really start to study it and look at the landscape at various sports, there's a lot of really successful coaches who were sitting head coaches somewhere else, and they fit all the boxes that would make them popular choices. But there's just as many successful coaches who don't fit any of those, don't check any of those boxes. And they were assistants, or they'd never been heard of, and they ended up being really successful. So there obviously is something beyond the superficial external that makes a coach successful. And to me, that's where you got to go into what kind of leader they are, how they hold people accountable, what kind of fit they are, what's their value system, intelligence, emotional intelligence. There's a lot of things that go into being a successful head coach that is probably more impactful in the decision-making process than what kind of background they have from a superficial standpoint. Well, the you said the two things that were really key, don't mess it up, and the ability to put your own imprint on it. That second part is way less important than the first part. The don't mess it up part is really the most important part. And really, to do that is the way to do that, I found, is you listen, you learn, and You're going to come in with ideas and you're going to ask questions. Any new leader in an environment, especially one that's successful, is going to do that. But, you know, I think it's really important to trust the people who have been there, who've been a part of the success. I was at Mississippi State when I became AD. And so I was, and obviously I'd gone to school there, and I kind of understood that culture much better than I did Florida's when I first came here. At Mississippi State, it was, you know, I had an idea of what was possible and what were some areas that we need to focus on. And I knew the personnel. So that was a little different situation. Whereas coming to Florida, it was learning. I was following a true legend in Jeremy Foley, who, you know, I think is the best athletic director in the history of the SEC. And, you know, I wasn't replacing Jeremy. I was, you know, trying to build off of what he had left, and he had left a remarkable department that we still benefit from today with a great group of coaches and staff that I've mentioned. And so, a lot of that is, you know, learning what, you know, why is this so good? And, you know, if there are areas we can shore up or improve upon, you know, identify them, but, you know, not, Florida kind of the success that this place has allows you to kind of be a little more deliberate with going about the evaluation process. And I think over time, you know, the imprint piece happens naturally. You know, when the longer you're at a place, the longer a leader is in a culture, you know, there's a symbiotic relationship that occurs where his personality or his or her personality and the person and the culture of the place kind of intertwine. And, you know, hopefully that's happened at Florida. But I didn't come to Florida to fix Florida by any means. It was doing really well. I came here not to mess it up, and it's been a real pleasure and a lot of fun to be a part of the Gators. Well, you know, I, and this is not false humility. I really believe this. You know, championships are won by players and coaches. You know, I'll get introduced sometime, and some, you know, someone will be reading a bio, and when they introduce me, and they'll mention how many. What they're doing is they're reading off how many championships the Gators have won since I've been here. But what they say is Scott, you know, Scott's won so many national championships as the Gator AD. And you know, that's just inaccurate. I've not won any, but I've been fortunate enough to be here while the Gators have won some, and that's so much fun. But really that's where the focus needs to be. The focus needs to be on those athletes and those coaches and the staff that support them. And, you know, that's when it comes to how I want people to think of me. I want them to think of you know, someone who was about the right thing, who treated people the right way and was kind and you know, treated people well. That's you know, I want good father, good husband, good person, right? Someone that embodied a godly life. That's what I want people to think of with me. It really has nothing to do with wins and losses. That's going to take care of itself. You know, I know I sound like a broken record or cliche, but it really is about how we support our coaches and our athletes, because if they're having success as an administrator, you can take some pride and satisfaction in that. But, you know, you also understand that your role in that success happened a long time ago and didn't involve near as much sweat or time or effort or energy as the coaches and the athletes who are out there achieving those goals. You know, as a competitor, sometimes that's really hard because I'm sitting up in the stands with everyone else, and, you know, I want to impact the outcome like the fans do. And unfortunately at that point, the only thing I can do is yell and scream like the fans are doing. You know, it's so incredible whenever you're in an environment where you have a team that achieves at a high level, and you see those young people and you develop the relationships with those young people or with the coaches. And to me, that's what's really rewarding. I'm really thankful and grateful that I've had the varied experiences that I've had. I had a friend tell me a long time ago that his father used to say that there's a difference between having 20 years of experience than having the same experience for 20 years. And so as I've moved around, I've kind of reflected on that comment, because I do think that, you know, the being in various places has been a huge benefit for me personally.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.